in order for kids who are struggling in learning to acquire strategies that will make them effective learners and performers. They generally need to be immersed in the learning experience and practice with the strategy. If a strategy cannot be used fluently, it is not a meaningful tool in their toolbox. When given a task that they need to invest a lot of time and energy in remembering what the steps of the strategy are and how do I use it, they're draining their energy off of the content that they indeed need to be focusing on. We then find out they just don't do it. They go back to their old habits of learning. And so we need to be very deliberate in the ones we choose and teach them well. Once a student acquires a strategy, the temptation can be, okay, let's go on to the next thing, and fail to do the generalization and maintenance phases of instruction. And they are very explicit instructional stages that we need to take students through. There's very explicit things that need to happen, including having conversations about, okay, you've been applying the strategy with these materials. Now, think about your science class. Let's take a look at your science book and the science things you're doing. How would this strategy work? Are there some adaptations or changes that we need to make to this strategy? Then you give some actual practices where you have the students actually apply it. And then you have to build into the environment some prompts or scaffolds where we're looking at their actual application and generalization. So it means if the student's been taught the strategy in a supplemental class, that we go out and have a conversation with the history teacher and the science teacher and the math teacher and say, in essence, here's what the strategy is. Under these circumstances, Jason should be using it. Could you prompt him to do it? If he struggles, here's what you might say to him. Well, doing those kinds of things is time-consuming. Logistically, it's difficult. There's a lot of reasons why we get away from teaching the generalization and maintenance phases of the strategy instruction. Another reason is sometimes kids get bored with it. They've mastered the strategy. They've demonstrated mastery on some of your probes. And then you keep going on, now you got to do it in this class, that class, and so forth. And so you have to be very creative and take fresh looks at it to keep them engaged. Often that's something new as opposed to something they've been working with. But at the end of the day, where our research has been taking us, it is often better to teach fewer strategies but teach them deeper than to skim over the surface. And that's often what's happened in study skills programs, is that they're sort of the study skill of the week, and you do it for 1 week, and then you're on to another one, and you're on to another one, and you're skimming over the surface